A widow shows us the way forward. Gladys and Graham Staines were Australian Christians, married in 1983, who went to India to work with the poor, and particularly with people with leprosy. They settled in Barapada in Orissa, where they worked in a leprosy home, which provided medical treatment to leprosy patients, taught them skills in hand weaving and in making grass products, and ran its own dairy farm. The people in the town of Barapada often came to the home for medical treatment too. Graham was fluent in the Oriya, Santali and Ho languages and assisted in the translation of the Bible into the Ho language. Gladys made sure that their three children, one daughter Esther and two sons Philip and Timothy, also learned to speak the local languages and played with local children, including the children of the leprosy patients. Swami Agnivesh, a famous Arya Samaj Hindu leader, commented, "It is a mark of the Staines family's total identification with the local people that they could speak Santali. What a refreshing contrast to the ways of our elite who are eager to leave the country. Unlike the Staines family, they disdain to speak local languages, and it is anybody's guess if they would allow their children to play with the children of leprosy patients." Graham and his colleagues also visited Christians in remote areas, conducting Bible studies and teaching about health and hygiene. On the 23rd of January 1999, during one such visit, Graham and his sons, Philip and Timothy, slept in their station wagon. Shortly after midnight, their car was set on fire by a group of Hindu militants, furious about the Staines' evangelistic activities. Graham and the boys were burned alive. From the instant Gladys got news of the deaths, she publicly offered the killers her forgiveness. She says, "It wasn't something I had thought about, but when I heard that the family was dead, I told Esther, 'We'll forgive those who killed them, won't we?' And she said, 'Yes, Mummy, we will.' 2 weeks later, someone approached me at her school and said, 'I can't understand how you can forgive.' My daughter later told me, 'Mummy, I can't understand how they can't understand why we have forgiven.' That was when I understood how deeply the teachings of Christ had penetrated within my daughter. Forgiveness brings healing. It allows the other person a chance to start afresh. If I have something against you and I forgive you, the bitterness leaves me. It also allows you to accept the forgiveness and move on. Forgiveness liberates both the forgiver and the forgiven. I have no hatred for anyone." Gladys did not leave India. She continued her work at the leprosy home while her daughter completed her studies at Hebron, Aduti, only returning to Australia when her daughter moved there to study medicine. Her response impressed others like Swami Agnivesh, who said, "Though wounded in her soul by the barbarity inflicted on her dear husband and darling children, she refused to allow her mind to be tainted by hate. She was quick to forgive her husband's killers. Her prayer was that the love of God that inspired her husband may touch their hearts also. She had the spiritual magnanimity to recognize that those who became mad with hate were also children of God, and that they too deserve forgiveness. Her 13-year-old daughter Esther thanked God for her father's love for the people he treated, people afflicted with leprosy, and for finding him worthy to die for Christ. Can responses such as these fail to melt even the most hardened hearts?" The response of people in India to Gladys and Esther's inspirational example has been remarkable. People all over the country have rallied around them. Thousands have written letters of support, and well-known Hindu leaders have led unity marches demonstrating their solidarity with Gladys and Esther as Christians. In 2002, peace activists gave Gladys the prestigious Gandhi Community Harmony Award, and in 2005, the President of India, Abdul Kalam, who is a Muslim, presented Gladys with the illustrious Padma Shri Award, the highest civilian honour in the Republic, in recognition of her distinguished service to the nation. Swami Agnivesh says, "It is through people like Mrs. Staines that religion finds its true expression."